Hey guys. Oh my god. It's been a very long time. I'm so glad I'm back. Really excited, and I have so much coming up. It's raining. That's beautiful. I love rain so much. With all the heat waves we are facing lately, I think having rain is just one of the beautiful blessings God can give us. Ooh. It may be followed with lights out to do. So I really have to hurry up and charge my devices. Hi, everyone. Hello. How has it been? How have you been doing? How's life going? How's everything going for you? Hang in there, stay tight, and be good. I'm back to podcasting again, and I'm going to be much more diligent now, and I'm hoping I don't go off like I did quite recently. So today, I've been thinking about how best I should make sure I stay on course. And I'm hoping I come up with a good plan for myself. And I'm counting on all of you listening to me too. So like, give me ideas. Share some of the topics you want us to talk about. And anything that comes your way, share with us. This weekend, I went on an exciting venture. I've been hearing about this waterfall around my area, more like some 3-hour drive from where I stay. And actually, it was a waterfall. Like, well, it's actually a waterfall, but let me just tell you the story. I have the reel on my Instagram, so if you want to put pictures and videos to the words, you could see it. I went on the journey because I thought, oh, there was this amazing thing around you, and I have to give myself the pleasure of seeing the place for the first time, or actually getting to experience something like that since I'm just around. So I decided to go. I went with a friend. We taxied ourselves to the place, and the road wasn't the best. I think that's now something with most of the roads in Ghana anyway. You are not assured of the best road, and especially for a rural area. At all. But we managed. The driver was kind. He didn't complain. He didn't, you know, drivers can give you attitude, especially when they see that there's an avenue to make more money. Then they begin complaining from every point. Then they, hey, nah, this road there, this, like, but this guy didn't do that. He was just very calm and very supportive. He took us to the place. We got there. We didn't see any signposts. There was just nothing. It wasn't an established place. I didn't have so much expectations anyway. I looked good because I wanted to look good. It may have been an overkill for a place like that. I knew that could have been the situation even before I left home. But I just felt like, oh, hey, like, you've not really dressed so much in a long time, and let's just look fly today. So I decided to look fly, and my friend was also looking bougie. Then we got there and realized there had to be some walking. Was at this point I started rethinking my decisions, because we kept walking and walking into a forest. And when you look around, you could see some farms. We're not seeing people, and then like high, like dense forest. We have quite a number of dense forests here, and we're practically going with a stranger, someone we didn't know, we didn't have any ties with. And I'm like, okay, do you... Was this the safest idea? Was this the smartest idea to go on such an adventure? I don't know. But in the middle of the hike to the place, I started thinking about my decision to wear white sneakers. Well, this was a birthday present from a friend, and I rarely wear it because I want to like use it for good moments, because I value it. And I mean, the whole idea was to look fly, right? So, okay, yeah, so I might not wear this. And now I'm using it to walk in the forest with, like, it was dirty, and we had muddy places, slippery places, and all. I'm like, was this the best I could do? Wear my one of my favorite sneakers here, but Charlie, it had already happened. We kept walking, and I kept asking, "Are we there? Is this so far?" And the guy was very patient because I was getting somewhere. I was like, "Oh no, it's just ahead. It's just ahead." We got there, and to my dismay, it wasn't huge. The place was huge, but the water was just trickling, like, from the top. It wasn't enough water to say, okay, well, it's a waterfall, that's it. But the volume of water that was pouring was just, like, very small and basically very insignificant. You could see, someone said it was really falling, a waterfall. You know, at the end of the day, you still have to make best out of every situation you find yourself in, right? You have to make the best out of it. So we took pictures, took videos. The pictures are lovely because no matter what, nature is beautiful. And the whole, in geography, they told us how waterfalls form, right? Like this water pouring, I think, over a highland or something. I don't remember the technicals, but like, there was that whole waterfall structure in there. It looked beautiful, like the view was nice and all. So yeah, it took nice pictures and videos, and then we journeyed back home. Moral of the story, it's be adventurous, yeah, but I don't know how safe it is for a lady or a girl to be adventurous and be roaming in the forest. I think going to more established places where you know that there are tourist guides and there are people who could help you would make the situation a better one and make it safer. But I still like exploring, and I like that I've added that place to one of the places I've been to in Ghana, and then there's a story attached. I'm looking at getting a few of my friends on the other episodes to come. First of all, I'm looking at some entrepreneurs I know and have been putting a lot of hard work in their businesses, like very, very, very good stuff that going on. We talk about it, and there's just so much more to come. Thank you for having stuck with me all this while. See you next week, next 2 weeks. I'm used to saying next 2 weeks, but I think I want to go bi-weekly now to give myself more room to work on better topics and more improvement ideas. Yeah. So thank you, and catch you later. Bye-bye.